Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for When You're Facing Battles by James MacDonald. Sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. Exodus 15:1. Long before the cross, the Israelites who escaped the bondage of slavery witnessed one such victory. Imagine their joyful shouts when they looked back and saw the miraculously parted Red Sea close over the Egyptian army in hot pursuit. Sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. Exodus 15:1. Some 2,000 years later, after what looked like a devastating defeat by the enemy, came the ultimate triumph. He is not here, for He has risen as He said. Come. See the place where He lay. Matthew 28:6. Neither death nor the grave nor Satan's plan stood a chance against the risen Savior. Today, Jesus lives to further His victory through the lives of His followers. In fact, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Romans 8:37. In Christ, we aren't just conquerors. We're super conquerors. Because God doesn't just win, He crushes the enemy. Romans 16:20. That's why you don't want to take on this battle yourself. It is the reason the transaction at the cross was entirely out of our hands. Jesus took on your debt, your sin, your condition, and defeated the condemning eternal hold those things had on you. Because of His death and resurrection, all who trust in Christ for salvation are granted a place in the conquering band that will rejoice in His victory forever. Consider your battles in light of this truth. Express your heart to the Lord and pour out your adoration. Every day we have the ultimate reason to celebrate. Heavenly Father, I don't usually feel much like a super conqueror, but the more I focus on what You have done, rather than worrying about what I have done or need to do, the more I sense the freedom to feel victorious. Thank You for being the decisive factor in every battle. I place the battles I'm facing today in Your mighty hands. Help me to keep trusting You, my Savior and King. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in Your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank You for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.